Have your tomato plants been looking a little ragged? Hi everyone, this is Cassie Teason, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Extension. Let's talk about one of the most common garden pests we see every year, spider mites. Spider mite damage shows up on the upper surface of leaves as a white or yellow stippling pattern. This is caused when the mites feed with its needle-like mouthparts and extracts fluid from the plant cells. The actual pests tend to live on the underside of the leaves, where it feeds and creates fine webbing. To test if you have an infestation in your garden, hold a sheet of white paper beneath a leaf and gently tap the leaf. Mites will be dislodged and can be seen as teeny specks that crawl around on the paper. Spider mite control can be challenging. A strong jet of water can be used to remove the mites. However, keep in mind that they occur on the bottoms of the leaves. Spray is most effective if it comes from below. Gardeners have found success using a water wand hooked up to a shutoff valve. Specialized spray wands can also be used. Continue to spray the plants twice a week to dislodge all the stages of mites. You can also use a horticulture oil or insecticidal soap for control. Thorough coverage is important, as is timely follow-up treatment. These products must come into contact with the mites to be effective. They have no residual effect. Mites can also be controlled by natural predators, such as lacewing larvae, ladybugs, and predatory mites. Biological control is only effective on small populations. Be persistent with control efforts to keep this pest at bay. If you have any questions about pests or problems in your garden this year, contact your local Post Rock District Extension office. This has been Cassie Teason, K-State Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day!